Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Folks, my first guest this evening is an Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress you know from Fatal Attraction, Guardians of the Galaxy, and The Wife. She now stars in season 2 of the Israeli spy series, Tehran. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Glenn Close. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you again.
Shalom.
Oh, yes. Shalom to you.
Shalom.
Now, you were at the Met Gala on Monday night.
Yes.
Well, your outfit was absolutely extraordinary. Who are you wearing here? What is this?
Valentino.
Valentino.
Yes.
That is beautiful. Sean, you like to rock a cape. What do you think of the cape work?
I like the cape work a lot.
You guys were hanging out that night, right?
We were at the same table.
Yes.
And
yes.
John Baptiste, you were playing with some fabulous musicians. Were they from New Orleans?
Oh, yes. We had Joe was there, Nega was there. We actually had some members of the Sioux tribe from Standing Rock.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, they're right.
They're
right. Yeah.
There they are. Oh, fantastic. Well, they had everybody jiving.
Yes. All right.
Wonderful.
From first Met Gala, let's go to your first movie. I just found out, I did not know this. Of course, I know you were in this movie, but your first movie ever was World According to Garp.
Yes.
What a huge movie to make your first one. Was it the plan to be a movie star?
No. I never thought to be a movie star. I just wanted to act. I wanted to be other people. I started on stage. I did stage for 6 years before I was cast out of Barnum. George Roy Hill saw me up in my balcony kind of crocheting, and he thought I had a stillness about me that he liked.
Well, what was that like? What was that first experience on a film set?
Well, I didn't know what I didn't know. And we went up early to rehearse with Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy, who played my parents. Mm-hmm. And there's this huge Wilmerding house on Fisher's Island, and I was shown the house, and in the script, it was a house with a family graveyard, and I saw the house, and I saw this graveyard. I thought, they found a house with a graveyard? I was so impressed, and then I was taken over to the graveyard and realized that it was styrofoam, and that they put these styrofoam things.
Did you have a sense that, like, in the theater, you know everything's fake, but at least in movies, everything's real?
That's right. I thought everything was real.
Wow, it was like finding out Santa Claus is styrofoam.
It was.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand one of your favorite movies is maybe my favorite all-time movie, and maybe one of my all-time favorite plays, which is A Man for All Seasons.
Man for All Seasons.
Which is extraordinary and a wonderful message for today, because it's about someone in political life actually having a spine.
Yes.
And it costs him his head, but at least he keeps the rest of his spine. Well, what is it that appeals to you about it?
I think it's that. I think it's about a man who it ends up giving his life because he refuses to go against his principles.
So the story, for people who don't know, is Sir Thomas More, who becomes St. Thomas More, who is the chancellor and friend of Henry VIII, not bend to the marriage. He will not bend to the getting rid of Catherine and bring on Anne Boleyn.
That's right.
And he just goes quiet, but they won't let him be quiet.
Yes. And then he has that wonderful speech where he says, you know, in law, if you don't say something, that means you consent. So why don't you just let
consentere.
Me not say anything, and you can take it that it's my consent. And they said, no, you have to say it out loud.
Because he's known to be an honest man. And if he won't say the lie, they assume he's, refuting it.
So, I mean, won't say the lie? I mean, it's so relevant today. And, you know, we can ask ourselves, how far will we go with our principles, how threatened do we have to be to go back on what we think personally is the right thing to do? And
as
I think it's something all of us should ask ourselves.
As he says to his friend Norfolk, is there no part of you? He says to his friend, another politician, the Duke of Norfolk, is there no part of you that is not appetite, but is just Norfolk? Some place from you which you cannot retreat? And that seems like mm-hmm. water in the desert, man.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you met Schofield, who plays Thomas More, and just one of the greatest actors of the
20th
century.
He was a great actor. He played Hamlet's, the ghost of Hamlet's father in the Hamlet I did with Mel Gibson years ago.
Lethal Hamlet, I saw that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was wonderful.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw Paul Schofield, we were in a room in the Shepperton studio getting mm-hmm. ready for a reading, and in walked this man, tall, with hair my color and a bright red cashmere scarf. And he had such incredible presence, and yet those actors gave Mel Gibson, you know, they said, now it's your turn. Mm-hmm. We've all done it. Now it's your turn. They gave him respect. And on the set, Mel told me that the timbre in Schofield's voice brought tears to his eyes every single take. He had a magnificent sonorous, mm-hmm. As if he had his own mic in his chest. And he was a lovely, a beautiful man and great actor.
Well, I would have stepped on a baby's finger to have ever met him. So I'm jealous of you.
I know.
We have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I will ask Glenn about having to learn a little Farsi for her new part. Stick around.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with Glenn Close. Now, you're guest starring in season 2
yes.
of the Israeli spy drama series Tehran. And what is the show about for the people who don't know, and who do you play it?
Well, the show is about a young female Mossad agent who was initially sent to Tehran to hack their system because we want to prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon. And she's played beautifully by a beautiful young Israeli actress, Neef Sultan. And I'm in the second season. I am a Iranian citizen. I have converted to Shia, I'm a Shia. My husband was Iranian. Both of us were psychiatrists. And the progression of politics and history have made me act in a way that I think is the right thing to do.
We have a clip right here. Can you tell us what's about to happen? It's you and...
This is actually the first scene that Neve and I shot together. The first scene that I did, we shot it in Athens mm-hmm. for Tehran, and the first time I spoke Farsi on screen.
Jim.
Natas.
تو کی هستی؟ کی تو رو فرستاده؟
دوستای مشترک. Give me your hand. Trust me. Follow that hall all the way down to the end, even if it looks like it leads to nowhere. Look for a green light. There'll be a door.
Well, where will it take me?
Wherever you want it to take you. Mavak Boshi, Tamar. Go.
Well, that's exciting. But I don't know I don't know a drop of Farsi. I know a little bit of a lot of different languages. How difficult was it to learn?
It was a great challenge. It was a great challenge. It has a different sentence structure. So in English, it's like German. The verb is at the end. Mm. And it's chach. They have the chach, you know, shoma, cheli, chach, vachtam. And I brought this because, you know, you can say you know it, but then when you have a big crowd in front of you, you can go blank.
So
I thought, shoma, cheli. You are very funny.
Thank you very much. If you will just sign that, I'll have that framed. There, very much. Glenn, it was lovely to see you again. Thank you so much for being
lovely
here.
Lovely to see you.
Season 2 of Tehran premieres this Friday on Apple TV Plus. It's Glenn Close, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pacho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pacho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount+.